had heard of Rav Adari before you came to the yeshiva. The defense rests. Yeah. How many of you have heard of him without me telling you? Even in a world today where the whole world is connected with each other and everybody knows everything going on everywhere, there are still people, very special people, that you don't get to meet unless you're in close proximity to them. And imagine, for example, if you were in a university somewhere, and, I don't know, Avdil, the former president of the United States, you know, was in that university study hall, and all day you sat next to them and were around them, and etc. On the one hand, if you don't know people from before, and on the other hand, if you're around them all the time, you can have the impression, the feeling that there's nothing special about them. I guess we have to use our closer image. Let's say you were, I'm trying to think of some kind of parallel example. You were in a, you lived on a block, and right next to you lived Rooney. You know, or Alex Rodriguez, If you're close to people, so you take them for granted, as far as who they are. And then, unfortunately, years later, you find out, you hear more, and you realize in retrospect the lost opportunity you had, you know, that you missed out on. And it's that way with a lot of people. If you'll speak to older people, people who lived close to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, or big scope of people who they lived near, they were accustomed to, and they never realized, never internalized who the people near them were. And that's why events like this, when a person reaches a milestone, 80 years definitely is a milestone, are important times to reflect for the person themselves and for other people on the person who has turned this age and what they've accomplished. And that's what the yeshiva is doing today. Obviously people can take part in the things that are going to be going on in the next hours, but I figured it would be worthwhile to take a few minutes to speak in English and from the perspective of people who don't know Rav Adari, a little bit about the person being honored today. There are two points that I would highlight that I think are important that can help you gain an appreciation for the importance and significance of Rav Adari. The first is the relationship between the history of the Jewish people and the modern issues that we're facing. As you know, the Jewish people have gone through a lot in the last 100 years, not only physically, but also spiritually, emotionally, ideologically. And if you look at the two extremes, you have people who are part of the old world, who internalize those values, protected valiantly over those values, and were kept to that old world. And because they were unable to appreciate the things the new world brought, they were left by the wayside, maybe as a nice representation of something that was once upon a time relevant, but no more than that. On the other extreme, you have people who went with the new, and they valued the new, and appreciate the new, and applied the new, and rejected the old. And of course, there's a lot of value in the new. Especially, there's a lot of value in the new. That's why it's being valued. But unfortunately, what they lost in the process was the chush for what needed to continue from the old. It's a lot harder to appreciate the old on the one hand than be a true representation of those traditional values, yet at the same time be able to appreciate and internalize within what you are and within your belief system and your way of life what the new world brings to you. And in many ways, that summarizes one of the unique aspects of Rav Adari that if you don't know him, but if you get to know him, you'll come to appreciate more. On the one hand, you're speaking about someone who learned from the Gedolim of the past generation. Not just learned, but was very close, was Meshamesh, those Talmidei Chachamim. And the biography you can read online, anyone who wants to read a brief biography, you can look at Wikipedia, particularly in Hebrew or whatever other things guys use to see the yeshivas, you know, in Chevron Shiva. At the same time, even as he was very much part of the Mesorah of the yeshiva world, was a link in that chain of the Gedolim from yesteryear who were part of that world, at the same time he was a person already from a young age was able to appreciate the new things that were happening in the Jewish community, that were happening in Eretz Yisrael. A person who appreciated Rav Kook at a very young age while he was in Chevron Yeshiva. He put out already a kuntras about Rav Kook, edited different svarim of Rav Kook that he's also published since then. a person who was part of the world of Gemara and the yeshiva tradition of Gemara, but maybe the first Orthodox teacher of Tanakh in Eretz Yisrael, period. Today you have so many that you don't appreciate it. But the notion that a person could be a real, genuine Talmud Chacham in Rosh Yeshiva and also learn and teach Tanakh was a big chiddush. A chiddush that most attribute to Rav Adari. Not many followed afterwards. Afterwards is a lot easier. There was talk of starting a world of Hesder Yeshivot. Today you take it for granted. There's 70 Hesder Yeshivot in Israel and so many other types of Tzioni Yeshivot. But keep in mind that in the 1940s, 1950s, there were none. It wasn't like, you know. And so it took people who, on the one hand, knew what a yeshiva was, had an understanding of what a yeshiva is, but on the other hand, could deal with a new reality of people going to the army, of Tzioni people, of people living in a different cultural milieu, to create that transition. Today we take it for granted. There are a number of Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim and great people who began here with Rav Adari. Today there are many places to do it, but Rav Adari was one of the forerunners in that field, in helping create a model of a Tzioni modern yeshiva, not seminar, yeshiva. We could talk a lot about the personal things of Rav Adari's life. You know, a person who on the one hand is steeped in Gemara, on the other hand is a Baki in Machshava and in Tanakh, which he didn't have. A person who obviously is a very firm person, listens to classical music at home, right? Or here in the yeshiva office, if you walk around the office that he sits in, you can hear the classical music. And the fact that he doesn't like rock, okay, you know, it's a matter of taste. But to each their own. And he's a person, if you get to know him personally, again, you can meet a lot of, who on the one hand is anti all the stereotypes, and on the other hand, consciously goes out of his way to break the stereotypes. To be learned and warm. To be a person who's old school, but is very much up on the new types of studies in universities, of Torah, not of Torah. If you try to box Rav Adari as modern, he'll prove to you that he's traditional. If you try and box him as traditional, he'll prove to you he's more modern than you are. And that, of course, is the delicate balance that being a Jew who's a continuation of tradition, but one who wants to interface properly with a modern world, that balance that one needs to strike. That's number one that I think is very important to appreciate. The second point is, Rav Adari is a person who stands for having everything thought out. And I want to explain what I mean by that. Most of us, how do we live life? We get up, we walk here, we go there, we don't think very much. Everything that Rav Adari does is thought out. For example, you may notice when he davens Shemoneh Esrei, he never shuckles. Could you imagine that? If we get up, we're waving, we're coming, we're going, we're this, we're that. He also has his eyes closed the whole time, with the exception of Shabbat. You could get into it's right, it's wrong, the spirit of Shabbat, not Shabbat. And, you know, during Shnat HaShemitah, which has a special ruach in the air, he did a lot of learning into that area. If you've interacted with him, you understand every question, every answer, everything he does is for a reason. I'll just tell you a funny story. Many years ago, I asked him if he would be willing to give something for the Shana Bet guys. So he said to me, they said in the yeshivas, I forgot already who he quoted, that during Elul, it's the wrong time to ask people questions because it's a time for tshuva and people are meant to reflect on tshuva. So, okay, I apologize. I came back after Rosh Hashanah. He said, if we need to reflect on tshuva during Elul, all the more so during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I felt like I had done something wrong. After Yom Kippur, I was ready. I came up right after Yom Kippur. I said, Yom Kippur is over. I should have a good winter. No. Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim, I can't talk about Azmanim. When Chodesh Cheshvan comes, first day of this man, I see Rav Adari. I said, what do you think about the Shana Bet idea? He goes, no. The good idea is he had a long time to think about it. And what he was trying to teach is that there's a right time for everything. There's a way to do things, not to do things. Rav Adari, all of his shiurim and sichot have an idea, but they also tell stories from the past of the Jewish people. The recognition that Judaism isn't just books. It's also mesoras. It's our traditions. It's our stories. It's our people. It's rare to find someone who, on the one hand, is such an academic slash intellectual who studies the books, but is also very connected to the heart rate, to the heartbeat of the people. Now, you know, you come today at this stage in life where, A, you know, Jewish people, we take for granted the fact that there are yeshivot like HaKotel, and B, we assume that life is never thought out. You just go with it. And you meet someone who, A, is responsible for a lot of what we take for granted, and B, someone who lives life on a level that's much more thought out than we do. It's worth reflecting about both those points. To make sure that we ourselves, A, are people connected to our past and dealing with our future as a people, and that we have the capability to be both. You guys are 17, 18 now. In 60 years from now, are you going to still be relevant? Are you going to still be rooted in your past? And number two, that we should try to be a little bit more thought out in the way we live life and the things we take advantage of. You guys are here this year, next year. You have Rabbi Dari right here. He gives shiurim, he gives sichot. One thing I can tell you is, you can go to a shiur sicha with Rabbi Dari, you're going to hear something that's going to open your eyes. It's going to cause you to think about something you didn't think about before. And unfortunately, many people don't take advantage of it because he's older, because he looks different than we look. And that's chaval. Or because he doesn't wear kippah through God. Rabbi Dari is the kind of person who should help us be above, to transcend those kind of things, and to really see the unique values that HaKotel has always stood for. Being at the forefront, but also being connected to our tradition. As far practically as the program is concerned, I encourage you to try and take advantage of whatever part you feel you can go for. There are different Rosh Yeshiva who are Talmidim of Rav Hadari who are going to be coming to speak, to go to a sicha, to watch one of the films, the movies. If you're not, definitely you shouldn't allow the fact that there's this special program going on to keep you from learning. You shouldn't waste your time. For those who didn't get the mass text, dinner is being served at 6:15, because Chad Aruch is going to be being used other times, and well, people are not insulted by the fact they're having this event. Mir Hashem, and you'll be a great Rosh Yeshiva at age 80, we'll honor you too. Okay, Dov? Max, you all ready? Okay, you got to get to work now, though. I do recommend reading a little bit about the biography of Rabbi Dari. For example, you may not know that he was wounded in a terrorist attack at a young age. Many of us would have said, okay, forget it. Some people are very focused on accomplishing in life, and they accomplish big things. Some of you may be surprised that if you walk into Rabbi Dari's house in the morning, he'll ask if you had breakfast, and if you didn't have breakfast, he'll make you an egg. Not what you imagine to be a learned person, to be a Baal Chesed, to be thought out, to make the most of life. And if you do, hopefully Hashem will bless you with 80 years so you can make the most of them too. It says by Avraham, Avraham Zakein Baba Yamim. What does it mean? So Chassidus explains that it doesn't just mean he was old, or else it's redundant. It says Zakein means that you make the most of your years. You lived a long life because every year meant something. And that's something to make sure that we should focus on from a young age, so we can look back Mir Hashem at an old age and know that we accomplished great things. Any questions about Rabbi Dari, about the event, about anything else? Yes.
Do we have Nazir's name?
Mir Hashem. Base measure will be used part of the night. That's probably you can learn to be night, learn upstairs, you know. There's where to learn. It's mutter to learn today. It was also to learn Hanukkah, but it's Shkia now. So now it becomes mutter again to learn. This Shabbat, most people are out. I understand there's a nice group staying in, so we're trying to arrange a tish with Reb Chabshu Shemitz Hashem. So there will be Mitzvah Shembi and a Kiddush with Yosef Ginsburg. Next Shabbat, Shabbaton at Dr. Carl. We'll have an information meeting on Tuesday. And I hope that everyone had I hope everyone had an inspiring Hanukkah that they'll use to turn the corner and really refocus themselves for the next months of Chorav Zman. I want to be Mitzayin L'Shevach, a very significant group of people who are in the Beit Midrash at 11 o'clock and at 12 o'clock and at 1 o'clock, and I'm working on arranging some late night tasty snacks for the late night learners. I want to be the Shema first, but mitoch she l'shma, ba shelo l'shma, to be the Shema. Those who go to sleep early should not be encouraged to stay up late. If you need to go to sleep early, you should continue going to sleep early. But those who do not go to sleep early, I want to encourage you to join the ranks of those who are taking advantage of every moment. And there's what to learn, not in a pressurized way, a fun, relaxing, maximizing our lives way. Take advantage. If you want, you can ask your Rebbe, ask other people, staff members, or on your own, to arrange a chavruta for you, whatever else it is. There's what to learn. Everyone should have a meaningful program, day, mishmar, Shabbat. Next week, let's get back on track. Did I leave anything out? I'm happy to hear. I meant to ask you if you had any thoughts.
Tonight, Mussar being given by...